The latest attacks took place early Wednesday in the city of Bouira, more than 100 kilometers southeast of Algiers. One of the attacks targeted a bus close to a hotel, while another car exploded near military headquarters. Residents said they heard the blast hundreds of meters away. A night guard said the hotel's windows were shattered. The center of Bouira was immediately cordoned off. Officials say the area between the capital Algiers, Bouira, and the cities of Tizi Ouzou and Bourmeds has become a quadrilateral of death. They suspect members of the Islamic Maghreb branch of Al-Qaeda were behind the attacks. The Middle East and North Africa editor for the Jane's Country Risk publication, David Hartwell, says terrorism in Algeria came about this decade after the end of the country's civil war. He says radical elements of former rebel groups, the armed Islamic group known as the GIA, and the Salafist group for preaching and combat known as the GSPC, have morphed into terrorists.
These groups have slowly whittled down to sort of a rump of maybe 100 terrorists in each group. Eventually, the GIA announced a ceasefire. The GSPC continued fighting, but even that group was under severe pressure by the government.
Hartwell says it has been a slow progression from little activity to more and more terrorist-type attacks under the Al-Qaeda name.
What happened in the sort of 2004-2005 timeframe is that you had splits forming within the GSPC, with some of the internal group disagreeing with decisions made by the more radical elements to try and hook up to a more Al-Qaeda-based agenda. That split was confirmed in 2005-2006 period, where the group effectively renamed itself and rebranded itself as Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. Now, that group has become much more active in the last 2 years. The number of attacks has increased.
Following Tuesday's attack, 60 kilometers east of Algiers at a police academy in Dizisseur, the former head of the GSPC called on radicals to stop fighting, while the government said it would combat terrorism until it was totally eliminated. Clashes between security forces and Islamic radicals have also been taking place recently. Sunday in Skigda, 350 kilometers east of Algiers, a firefight killed 8 policemen, 3 soldiers, and 1 civilian, according to Algerian news reports. The upsurge in violence precedes the holy Muslim month of Ramadan, set to begin in September. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.